Republicans in another state crack down on abortion. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I believe it is the will of the people, and the people's voices will be heard.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson hopes to sign a bill the state Senate passed after midnight. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, that Missouri bill would ban all abortions from 8 weeks into pregnancy onward, making no exception for rape or incest. Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey signed the nation's most restrictive abortion bill yesterday afternoon. Amanda Reyes works with an Alabama group that provides funding to women seeking pregnancy termination.
We have already seen panic from people who are unsure of whether or not they're going to be able to get the abortions that they have scheduled this week.
Though the Alabama law will take 6 months to come into full force, Dave.
Well, of course, it's facing legal challenges. Another Democrat running for president, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, joined the crowded race this morning.
I'm a New Yorker. I've known Trump's a bully for a long time. This is not news to me or anyone else here, and I know how to take him on.
De Blasio will head to Iowa today, the 23rd Democrat in the race. President Trump, who's still sparring with Democrats over a border wall and stopping a surge of migrants, will today unveil his plan to overhaul legal immigration.
Shifting it from a family-based one to a merit-based system, prioritizing skills, education, and employment over family ties. And it would favor recruiting people under a Build America visa who have extraordinary talent, professional and specialized skills, and exceptional students.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, a firefighter, is dead in Appleton, Wisconsin, after shots rang out while responding to a medical emergency.
Look out the window and I see some people running and there's some yelling.
A police officer and two others were also hurt and wounded. We don't know yet if the gunman's in custody or not. A little boy in Kentucky who disappeared Sunday night, found alive yesterday afternoon right near his house. Searchers heard him crying, located the 22-month-old clinging to a cliffside. They used a rope and basket to get him. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Amid a threat from Iran that has the U.S. sending an aircraft carrier and warplanes to the Middle East and the State Department evacuating American workers out of Iraq, congressional leaders are demanding more information.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants an open hearing this week with the acting defense secretary and chairman of the Joint Chiefs about Iran, warning if the U.S. is moving closer to a conflict, the American people deserve to know.
The hearings that are done in secret do not inform the American people of what's going on, and they are entitled to know.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump has no business moving toward a conflict without congressional approval. Top congressional leaders from both parties are expected to receive a classified briefing today. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Cal Fire investigators have determined that massive wildfire last fall that nearly destroyed the town of Paradise was started by PG&E power lines. Now, that fire wiped out about 15,000 homes and killed about 85 people. In Colorado, a teenager is now being treated as an adult in court. One of the two students accused of shooting up their school last week.
The two teens accused in last week's school shooting appearing in Douglas County Court shackled at the wrist and ankles. And both now charged with dozens of counts. The 16-year-old suspect heading to adult court.
If you are 16 years old and you are accused of committing a first or second class felony, you are eligible to be direct filed.
DA George Brockler also asking an outside prosecutor to look into possible charges against an armed security guard credited with capturing one of the two suspects, though who randomly fired his weapon inside the school. No word yet on who, if anyone, was hit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after the Dow gained 115 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Good morning. It's Thursday. Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A not guilty plea from a man who was wanted for first-degree murder in the fatal shooting of a man on Edgebrook Drive earlier this month. Isaiah Kane had surrendered to police. The victim was Scott Roth. Kane is being held on $2 million bond. Kane says he'll be hiring his own attorney. A soft lockdown for Fisher Junior Senior High School yesterday. A message to parents sent. The lockdown lasted about 15 minutes, and there was a situation with a student in a common area. The superintendent told WCIA during a soft lockdown, everyone is kept in classrooms and outside of common areas to keep everyone safe. No word yet on exactly what happened. A guilty verdict for a man accused of murder in the death of another man in the American Legion parking lot in August. The victim was Darren Mitchell. He named his attacker before he died. Sean Russell was found guilty of first-degree murder. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. With two locations, they're at Village at the Crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Also, Blossom Basket at Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or you can go online at blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got some morning clouds and some afternoon sunshine. High 84 expected, 64 our low tonight. Got some fog this morning. Clouds on tomorrow's forecast, but a high 86 down to 66, 87 on Saturday. We're expecting some late showers, windy conditions, thunderstorms by Sunday, and a high 76. Wow, mid-80s for the next 3 days.
Wow.
Temperatures currently at 58, little foggy, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to open the show with a big hitter. John Decker, live from the White House this morning, the president. We'll be talking about his new immigration idea. Okay, we're looking forward to this merit-based system. What does it mean? How will it work? All of that, we'll do that coming up. Cubs lose, Cardinals lose, and the Blues lose in kind of a controversial ending there. All that will be coming up in just a few moments. John Decker! John Decker! John Decker! I want to talk to John Decker! He is the one we know! I want to talk to John Decker! He's at the White House in press room! Now, ladies and gentlemen, some real journalism. John Decker live at the White House. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm excellent, Stevie. How are you doing today? Good to talk to you on this Thursday.
Well, I'm looking, thank you, as well. I'm looking forward to hearing what the president says. What do we expect the president to introduce regarding immigration?
Well, I got a briefing yesterday from very senior advisors. You would recognize them here at the White House. It was a background briefing, so I can't tell you who they are exactly, but you would recognize them if you saw them next to me, and they were on each side of me as I got this background briefing at the White House. Here's the deal. The president is trying to modernize the immigration system. They say they're modernizing the immigration system for a stronger America. And there are elements to this plan that obviously could get bipartisan support. The problem is that there are elements to it that are lacking that, as a result, will not get bipartisan support. So what the president wants to do is he wants to make certain that the people that come to America and apply for citizenship are individuals who can easily assimilate into this country. They speak English. Maybe they have a great skill that they bring to the table. And The problem here, however, Stevie, is that there are no provisions made for those DACA recipients, and for Democrats, that's going to be a non-starter. And in addition to that, the people that briefed us have not spoken to members of Congress on the Democratic side, which is also problematic because, let's face it, you have Democrats now in control of the House of Representatives.
Did they tell you what their thinking was about DACA? Because, again, you're right. I don't think that's going to go anywhere without that.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. They ran through the same slides that they've shown to Republican members of Congress. And, you know, I interrupted this very senior official, and I said, maybe I'm getting ahead of you here. Do you have a slide on DACA recipients? And he said that this is not a part of our proposal. And, you know, again, this is one of those things that you've seen every time there is some sort of immigration conversation involving Republicans and Democrats. Democrats bring up DACA recipients. They want to pass the citizenship for these individuals. 800,000 Americans fall into this category. And this particular plan does not include any type of mention of DACA recipients at all. They say they want to concentrate on a number of issues that they believe will be ones that both sides can agree on. Now, you know, I question that, but look, you know, I think obviously you don't know until you put something forward.
Well, I guess so, but if I'm in Champaign, Illinois, and I see it, I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, nothing's going to happen with this thing.
Sorry, what was that?
I said nothing's going to happen here.
Nothing's
going to
happen. You're right. You know, this also, you know, the president mentioned yesterday he wants to stop the visa lottery program. That's another element to this program that could get some bipartisan support. But if you're not, you know, essentially reaching out to the other side with anything that they might be for, I don't see how this particular proposal moves forward. This is a plan that was put together by Jared Kushner, who, of course, is a senior advisor to the president and the president's son-in-law. And, you know, I think that he said, according to senior administration officials, that they've worked 4 months on this plan. It didn't strike me as a plan that, you know, took 4 months to put together based upon the slides that I saw. So,
okay.
Look, the president will announce that this plan this afternoon in the Rose Garden, provided the weather holds up. And we'll hear more from the president at that time.
All right, so he'll take questions, I presume, or will he?
I hope so. Yeah. You know, that is certainly the hope, that he takes some questions regarding particular proposal. He may get some other questions thrown at him as well. But, you know, for me, I if I'm called upon by the president, I'll focus on this immigration proposal that he's unveiling today.
Yep. Well, and if he included the Dreamers, would it have some merit? Would it have some bipartisan support?
It could. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. I think it certainly could, and I don't know why they left that off the table, other than the fact that, you know, for some conservatives, it's a non-starter for them in terms of a path to citizenship for those so-called Dreamers, and maybe they didn't want to get into an intra-party fight with the Republican Party, and that's why they left it off the table.
Well, in my opinion, John Decker, ace journalist, if the president came out today and said, open borders, no wall, I've seen the light, the Democrats on the left would say, how irresponsible. So I don't think there's anything he could say that at this point with 2020, they're not going to give him anything on this. So,
yeah, you know, it's so tough. You know, this is a very narrow window to pass legislation in 2019, because 2020, it just gets so much more difficult with the focus on the 2020 race. So this is something the president has put forward. I think that they're just, you know, putting this out there in all honesty as sort of a talking point for the president's 2020 campaign more than anything else, knowing full well that this is not going to end up in any type of legislation the president can sign.
He's high level. That's why they brief him. High level White House man. John Decker live at the White House. Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure. 7:14. We'll check your sports headlines coming up. The NBA Championship opens in just a few moments. Oh, well, there's some guys on the course with Tiger as a tee. So officially, it opens in Tiger tees.
Okay.
Coming up at 7:24.
Speaking of golf, how about that Illini?
Yeah. Regional champs. I think the best score ever posted by an Illini in a regional It's Michael Feagles, who won the thing, shot 65 yesterday. He was 68, 68, 65. Come on, man.
And we were 16 under par, and so now we'll go to the final round.
Fayetteville, Arkansas is the national championship, I guess, and that's top 30 teams, top 8 making match play. Can the Fighting Illini get to match play with this young team? That's amazing.
That'll start on May 24th, a week from tomorrow. So go Illini. Pretty cool. Yeah. We have our baseball team in action up at Michigan State, 4:30 start for that. All right, on to the Cardinals, beat by Atlanta. 4-0 was the final.
Can you say feast or famine?
I know.
Man.
Here's a Redbird recap.
Oh, man.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Atlanta, where the Cardinals today, behind right-hander Adam Wainwright, the former Brave, will try to win 2 out of 3 against the Braves. Last night, Atlanta took advantage of an error for the first run, played long ball to score the next three, and won 4-0.
After 14 runs in the first game, the Cardinals could not find their consistent offense. Mike Sirotka, the young pitcher, just 21 for the Braves, he was outstanding. Waka picks up his first loss of the year.
Sirotka with the victory, his fourth of the year, yet the Cardinals hit the baseball hard many times against him.
Had some chances. He was wild for a couple of innings. Cardinals just couldn't come through with keeping the line moving in any of those innings. So a frustrating loss in Atlanta.
So the Cardinals will try to win 2 out of 3 and then move on to Arlington, Texas. Adam Wainwright 3-3 against right-hander Julio Teheran 2-4. We'll be on the air from Atlanta at 5:25 with the pregame show. Ricky has the lineups at 6:10. And I'll bring you the first pitch of the final game of the series around 6:20 Central.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cincinnati beat the Cubs in 10 innings. 6-5 was the final. 5:40 start again. Heard on US 105.9. We'll use Jose Quintana on the mound. White Sox were off yesterday. They'll host Toronto. That's a 7:10 start. One of the top trending stories right now is NHL and the bad officiating that happened. St. Louis Blues lost the game in overtime 5-4, so the San Jose Sharks are up 2-1
weather,
in that series.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. WattsCopy.com.
Up into the mid-80s today, tomorrow, and Saturday, down into the mid-60s at night. A 40% chance of showers comes our way later on Saturday, and a 90% chance of rain on Sunday's forecast with a high 76. We're currently at 58, there is some fog. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Going to give you a chance to get some spring green from me today. Stand by for that chance.
From the Fox Business Network, Walmart is reporting stronger than expected earnings for the start of the year. Overall sales are up 3.4% from a year ago. It says it finished the quarter with strong Easter holiday sales. And e-commerce sales, that's online shopping, rose 37%. Bert Flickinger of Strategic Resource Group says Walmart has been making many changes to accomplish this.
Now Walmart's onshoring, bringing production back to the U.S., back to North America, roboticizing. Mechanized, saving on transportation, higher quality goods.
Wall Street was hoping for even stronger sales from Walmart, though its stock is higher after the earnings release. The Trump administration has issued an executive order apparently aimed at China's Huawei. The order bans telecom equipment from countries considered foreign adversaries. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, glad you're listening. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, coming up. Donnie stopped by yesterday from the Long Branch. Brother Johnny has chimed in. Johnny is in studio. How are you?
Great, Stevie. How are you?
Good to see you. Donnie from Long Branch.
Yes.
Beautiful steaks up in Gifford.
Yeah, he hand cuts them. He's been in the restaurant business for a long time. Yeah. I ordered the shish kebab one time I visited downtown Gifford at Long Branch, and the next time had the prime rib. Delicious.
Yeah, well, he's starting lunch as of this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So if you had Long Branch Sunday, 11 to 2, fried chicken, meatloaf, roast pork, spaghetti, mashed potatoes, and a salad. All these are under $10.
And, you know, those are Sunday favorites after church. It's awesome.
Comfort food.
Head to downtown Gifford. I love it.
First time, though, lunch 11 to 2 at Gifford. It's worth the drive. It's only like half an hour from here. Also, hand-cut, fresh-cut prime rib from Wednesday through Saturday every night. $25.99, two sides of salad, the whole deal. And that doggone blue cheese, which is stupid good. Anyway, good luck, Donnie. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
725. All right.
Whole family's in on that, too. Zach and Connor helping him out.
Pelicans, New Orleans could be my new favorite NBA team now that they won the Zion Williamson sweepstakes. That was big news for New Orleans.
CBJ, I was huge. Blue, a bolt to lightning. And, of course, Anthony Davis, maybe we can talk him into staying in New Orleans. LeBron wanted to recruit him and kind of wrecked both L.A. and New Orleans over that move because he offered to trade all eight of his fellow players, and of course they didn't seem to want to play.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Now, LeBron was ready to trade his Lakers team,
the whole team.
But the fly in that ointment is somebody heard about it.
Well,
you're supposed to not tell.
Yeah. No, the fly in the ointment is the Pelicans have to agree to it.
Right.
And they said, no, we're not trading. And then his players were like, LeBron, we don't want to play with you.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so Pelicans. I mean, they're a pretty good team.
They really actually are a good team. And they should have made the playoffs this year based on the talent I saw on the floor, but they couldn't get the wins. They have a stat. Of course, they have a stat for everything, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
But they have a clutch game stat, the amount of games you win when you're within 5 points in the last 5 minutes. So we were number 32 in the league. There's 32 teams.
Is your last place closing it?
We couldn't close the game.
Wow. I see.
Just lost.
But Anthony Davis did stuff like that, no?
Well, we just couldn't close the game.
Mm.
We didn't have the right strategy, and I think they might have turned too much over.
Where do they play in New Orleans?
They play in the Smoothie King Dome, right next to the Superdome.
Yeah, across the street.
All our concerts are over there.
Small Smoothie King Dome?
Yeah.
A lot of money there. They got to sell a lot of Smoothie Kings to pay for that.
There we go.
I think they do.
All right, Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar.
Yes.
They got live music tonight, right?
Well, that starts next week, Thursday.
Okay. All right.
They have been doing the Tuesday Live in the Lounge series. Then they turn into patio play starting next week.
Okay.
I was talking with Ann about the happy apps and drink specials that they have, 4 to 6. $3.95 for smaller portions of your favorite appetizers. And that's Monday through Friday and all day on Sunday. The drink specials are terrific. I love to go there on Friday because I'm a fan of the Long Island iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
And they can recork your bottle of wine. Tuesdays are half-price bottles of wine. Just keep in mind Houlihan's. I was at Houlihan's and iHotel yesterday for the Visit Champaign County Foundation's Toast to Tourism and Travel Matters. It was great to hear Sam's comment complimenting the background workers, the people who clean, the people who make the dishes look so shiny and nice. And, you know, we need to hear that.
Yeah, no, they do a terrific job. Houlihan's at the iHotel and Conference Center. Could be the best property in the world, south of the State Farm Center in Champaign.
Terrific.
All right, coming up, Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. We will talk about news of the day, including the president's introduction of his new immigration.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Well, wants everybody to come in legally.
Well, that's been kind of a staple for me is I don't care who comes, but you got to fill out the papers.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, the strategy that the Democrats have is nothing like that's going to pass, and it's irrelevant what the idea is when Trump's president.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's their goal.
Yeah.
And whether it would help or hurt the country is kind of like whatever the collateral damage is. We have to be in power, not Trump. And that's what they've said it.
It appears that way, doesn't it?
They've announced it. That's what they want, and we must be taught.
Well, they're going to try. Good news. Bill de Blasio is now running for president as of this morning, the mayor of New York.
Was he officially in, and now they're down to 21 candidates?
No, he's in. Now it's 23.
Okay.
Oh, he is
in. He's in.
Yeah.
He announced this morning, Bill de Blasio.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, I mean, Pete Buttigieg is kind of like Deb Frank Finan. Mm-hmm. The same size town, South Bend, Indiana, and Champaign, about the same size. So
He's doing very well. I think Mark Cuban needs to step in here.
Mark Cuban could run as an independent. Could an independent make noise this time?
Oh, a lot of noise.
Well, who would it hurt worse?
That's a good question.
Democrats?
No, it'd be a free-for-all. We're in a very interesting time here.
He's a good business guy.
No, Cuban has a lot of charisma, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's liberal enough to attract, but conservative enough to attract.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark Cuban. Yeah, I heard his name bantered around the last 24. We'll see what Ed Martin thinks about that as well. Next, ESPN 93.5. It's Thursday, May 16th.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch. I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel. Can anyone help?
It's Barman. You fellas need to step your game up. Luckily, I got to you in time. You need to head over to Scotty's Brewhouse ASAP. They have 32 brews on tap and TVs with all the games.
Whoa! It's like heaven.
Welcome to Scotty's.
Whoa!
Head on over to Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
This Memorial Day, kick off summer with something very cool. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. Like a Whirlpool top freezer refrigerator, now for just $598. Its big 18 cubic foot capacity has plenty of storage space. And that price puts everything within reach. Summer's here, and today is the day for doing. With Memorial Day savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through June 5th.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A bill banning almost all abortions in Alabama is signed into law by the state's governor.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said it was a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God. Supporters not only expect it to be challenged, they're counting on it, hoping it's eventually picked up by the Supreme Court and will lead to overturning Roe versus Wade.
That's Fox's Trace Gallagher. Meantime, the Missouri State Senate has passed a bill banning abortion after 8 weeks of pregnancy. A study finds eating less fat and more fruits and vegetables can help prevent breast cancer deaths.
An experiment with nearly 49,000 women over two decades shows those who modified their diets while they were healthy for at least 8 years and later developed breast cancer had a 21% lower risk of dying of the disease compared to those who continued to eat as usual.
Fox's Richard Jordan. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A guilty verdict for a man accused of murder in the death of another man in the American Legion parking lot in August. The victim was Darren Mitchell. He named his attacker before he died. Sean Russell was found guilty of first-degree murder. He faces at least 45 years in prison when he is sentenced. He had claimed the shooting was in self-defense. 45 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign man accused of molesting a girl in 2017. Curtis Harrison was found guilty of molesting the daughter of a friend while holding a knife to her throat. The victim said he repeatedly molested her while her mother was asleep. He was found guilty of one count of a Class X felony of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child who was under the age of 13. He will have to serve 85% of his sentence. He'll have to register as a sex offender for life. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from CountryArbitrator.com.
Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Mid-80s today, tomorrow, and Saturday? I'm getting my tanning lotion out.
Let's go.
Down into the mid-60s at night. A chance of showers comes our way late on Saturday. Windy conditions, gusts up to 25 miles per hour, and that continues on Sunday with thunderstorms in the forecast, high 77. Right now, the temperature's at 59 on ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund. Ed, my brother Johnny is here. He's been kind of a regular commentator with me since 1985. He's retired from oil and gas these days, but very politically astute. Actually ran for U.S. Senate. First Armenian to run for the U.S. Senate as an Armenian back in the 90s, and was very responsible for currently term limits in the state of Louisiana is because of my brother, Johnny. It's Ed Martin.
Hey, Ed. Good to have you on this morning.
Hey,
Hey, Johnny, glad to be on with you. You know, I think of brothers on radio. I don't know if Stevie J or Johnny, if you followed it, but remember Fred Imus, Don Imus's brother,
oh,
was regular, and he was a character, man. So I hope Johnny's got a little of that
in him. He's very politically astute, and we're talking about immigration earlier this morning with John Decker, live from the White House. And John had a private briefing with some senior officials yesterday. No DACA, no DACA in this deal, Ed. It's obviously a non-starter. So why present it in this way today?
Well, you know, what I heard, and I didn't get that briefing. I didn't know that was going on, but I did talk to one of my pals who's in the White House about it. And he said part of it is just trying to frame the issue and try to make some traction. You know, I think most of you and I have talked, Stevie J, when the American people look up and they see that both parties in Congress say there's a problem, but they won't do anything, people are getting frustrated. And I've found that out on the sort of out with the conservatives. So I think they're trying to change the conversation a little bit, trying to drive the conversation. But let me point one other thing out. And I heard this from the White House. You notice the media is not covering the border much? I mean, a month ago, they were covering it every other story, right? And they were covering all the kinds of pictures and images. It's the same problem. And my argument is they're not covering it now, the media, and I mean the mainstream media, because the president was right. For 3 years, you know, 2 years he was running for office saying it's a problem, it's a disaster, and it full on is now. So he was right about it. But I think this presentation today is try to change the conversation, try to put some pressure on Congress, and also, let's be honest, it's about positioning the conversation for the upcoming presidential election. There is always that overlay when you see something as hot as this.
And I was talking to Stevie, and I'm not sure there's any high-profile issue that the Democrats are going to agree on when Donald Trump is president, period. That's their basic number one thing. And so I think DACA, maybe they'll come back in, okay, we have a thing for DACA in this too, when the Democrats say, oh, no DACA. But they'll just, then they'll be have to be shown to say, well, we're not doing that with the DACA either. So
I think you're right. Remember Trump, I mean, again, these people suddenly are now like, well, this guy may know how to make a deal. You don't put stuff in that somebody wants and make them ask for it and say, well, okay, we'll give you that one. Now, on the question of DACA, I think this is very interesting. I've seen polling on this. Every time the Democrats scream about DACA, they lose votes, or at least voter intensity, amongst African Americans and Hispanic citizens, because they're like, wait, you guys are picking, first you'll pick, you know, DACA people, then you might get around to us, you know, to people, working people. So it's a political trap, but I think the Democrats will fall for it. They usually do.
Okay, so elsewhere, how tenuous is it near Iran right now?
Well, you know, I have been subscribing along. You know, John Bolton is an old friend of Phyllis Schlafly, and Phyllis was a little bit more in Donald Trump's vein of America First. She wasn't quite as much of a, you know, kind of a let's bomb everybody like John Bolton. But I think that Donald Trump now has the perfect good cop, bad cop going. If you're Iran, you're looking at, you're saying, oh my gosh, that guy with the mustache, Bolton, he's still there.
Yeah, yeah.
He wrote columns about bombing us. But I think ultimately what the president's doing to Iran is the same thing he's doing to North Korea, and the media won't cover it. They're starving there. He has made it clear, not just sanctions. Remember about a month ago, the German ambassador, American ambassador, Grinnell, announced that no more selling anything out of Iran. We were giving them some ways to sell some stuff to keep the kind of from everybody starving. And the president's now saying, no, it's a war. You're not playing along. And the Iranian economy is going in the tank, and that can't go long. And the head of Iran, whatever his name is now, he said the other day, well, everything's on the table except war. I mean, well, then everything's not on the table, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
They got a problem there, and I think the president's going to give them room to resolve it other than having a war or bombings.
I'm nervous something by accident could start, and then that could be the tinderbox of it all, so...
Yeah, well, that's always a fear. But I think this president. I talked to a friend of mine who's a colonel in the Army, works in the Department of Defense, and he said to me, "Trump lets them be," and this is his phrase, "super competent." He said there's no bureaucrats telling us that they wrote a paper when they did their master's degree at the Kennedy School at Harvard, you know, now thinking they're in charge. He's like, that's what usually happens. We're able to do our jobs. So I just think we still have the best and the baddest, you know, in a good way, Army and military. Well, I think we'll be okay. But I concede, you're right. You know, Archduke Ferdinand was not supposed to be the tinderbox for a whole war, right? A world war in World War I.
Well, you ever add in the Strait of Hormuz and oil, got some tension. That still gets our attention.
Yeah, it does. Okay, Ed, you're going to kind of be regular with me on Wednesdays beginning next week, which we're kind of fired up about. So.
Yeah, I'm excited. And Johnny and I are going to talk offline, and pretty soon we'll get rid of you.
That's exactly right.
A soft coup. I'm going to call John Brennan and James Clapper right now and see if we can get the Stevie J dossier floating around.
On,
so
man.
We'll be in good shape.
That could be a big mistake there, Ed.
Ed, thank you. How do people reach you?
Well, PhyllisSlapley.com is our website, and you can always email me, ed@PhyllisSlapley.com, and I'm on Twitter, @EagleEdMartin. And let's just say we had a tough night last night. Cardinals are going to get back on track, and we're going to keep going. I'm worried about Waka. I've watched that guy for all these years. He's almost there, and he just never quite puts it all together.
It's feast or famine for the Cardinals, that's for sure.
Talk to you next week,
Ed. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Stevie. Thank you. Take care, Johnny.
Guys, yeah, thanks, Ed.
Ed Martin, president of Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund of St. Louis. ESPN 93.5. All right, 7:42. We have a unique partnership with our good friends at Spring Green. We're talking Steve. Great guy.
Uh-huh.
We're talking JT.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking, I worked for him, so did you.
Uh-huh.
We did these hard-working man series, hard-working woman series.
That's right.
And I was out spraying someplace in Ogden. I'm pretty sure they lost that account, but I'm not 100% sure.
And that aeration machine, wow, it has some kick.
So, hey, if you want your yard to be beautifully green when you come home, it's a process. But let me help you get started. Here's the deal. I'm going to give you a $250 voucher.
Nice.
To Spring Green. Now, normal application is probably, $60?
Sure.
So we can really get you going. So let me get you $250 from Spring Green. Two stipulations. Number one, you have to use this within 7 days. So you have to call them, make a deal. All right, I want you to come out for the next 6 weeks, whatever it is. Secondly, after you're done, I want you to tell me what it was like. You know, well, how'd they treat you? A little feedback.
They've got the grub control, CDJ.
Yeah, that grub control, heartbreak of grubs. I had that. They actually slipped on my lawn.
Right.
Because all the grubs had eaten the grass. It was kind of embarrassing.
Kind of like putting a fake rug or something down and then having
it was bad
slippery
and
underneath it.
They'll tell you. JT and Steve will tell you. They laughed. Belly laughed.
The tree and shrub services, too. Pest services. Yeah. How many times do you want to have a backyard barbecue and you're like, oh, the mosquitoes?
They can do
so
the mosquito
bad.
Thing, too. So if you want $250 from Spring Green, you text me now. You just text in the word spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, as in Spring Green. Text me now. You can get $250 from Spring Green. Because you're you.
359-2255.
359-2255 for a chance at $250 from Spring Green. We give out several of these now. So text in if you want your lawn to be beautiful when you drive home and say, nice. 359-2255.
And here they come.
Spring. Just text in spring. All right, good luck. 7:45.
If you're a small business.
$250 in that beautiful lawn from Spring Green. They serve all over Central Illinois, even go down to Charleston, Mattoon. So you got a zip code out there. You let me know where you are. Spring is all you have to text in to have a chance to win this. We'll give out a number of these, so it's not just one winner. 359-2255, and thanks for all these texts. Let's check sports headlines.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with you after 9. We'll send you a text saying you are up and take it from there. So keep in mind that you're not rewarded this immediately.
We're just going to get all these texts rounded up, and then a little later this morning, you'd get a text.
Yes. Atlanta over the St. Louis Cardinals. The final yesterday, 4-0. Do we need your Wednesday recap? Stevie's waving me off.
Yeah, it's all right. You go from 14 runs to zero.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Okay, and Adam Wainwright to the mound today. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Cincinnati over the Cubs in 10 innings. 6-5 was the final. They've got a game starting at 5:40 again.
So Milwaukee won, so they're only a game and a half behind the best record in baseball, the Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
The Milwaukee, darn Central's just ridiculous.
Central
Central Division is tough.
It is.
Ridiculous. And Cincinnati's way better. Mm-hmm. And Pittsburgh beat the Cardinals 3 out of 4. Come on, man.
Now, of course, the Cardinals have Atlanta today, but then they'll come into a series with Texas. So they should do good on that.
I would hope, but it's down in Texas. Yeah, Arlington, Texas. That's where Jimmy, the science teacher, got his debut. I love The Rookie.
Okay, very good.
Great movie. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I love that.
Yeah, I think so. The Cubs are still hitting, Steve. I'm going to, remember Chile, one and done Davis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Johnny predicted it. He was the Boston Red Sox hitting coach, and then they fired him, then they won the World Series. And Chile Davis was the Cubs hitting coach last year. They fired him, and he thinks
so. Well, look at their hitting this year.
Yeah, no, it's better.
I'd like to study what exactly he's doing.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously got some kind of technical genius.
A little money ball actually going on down there.
Coupled with some sort of mental trauma that I don't know what it is.
Anyway, we'll see if Johnny's theory that Chile Davis, who used to be our hitting coach, wins the World Series the next year, theory holds up after they fired him. So.
Cubs versus Cardinals, June 2nd. Sign up to win our bus trip to
Bush.
That's
one, yeah.
It's happening tomorrow. Wow, tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. So go to
Pia's
4 to 6, and I have two tickets, my last two, on a full bus to St. Louis. If you want to win them, only people there between 4 and 6 at Pia's tomorrow will be eligible. So if you show up at 4:30 and nobody's in the box, you put your name in, you're going to get two tickets to the Cubs-Cardinals plus the bus ride.
Tan Karp will be live. Chicago White Sox hosting Toronto. They had the day off yesterday. Our Illini in action to wrap up the regular season. They're up at East Lansing to take on Michigan State at 4:30. 16 under par and moving on in that NCAA tournament. Way to go, Illini. Next up, down in Fayetteville, Arkansas on May 24th for the NCAA championship.
How'd Fayetteville get the national championship?
I don't know.
Why don't we bid it at Stone Creek? Come on.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. The Bucks lead the series 1-0 after Milwaukee beat Toronto yesterday, 108-100. And bad officiating on that Blues game, and too bad. San Jose Sharks win in overtime, 5-4.
Guy hit the puck with his mitt or something.
Yes, they're calling it a hand pass. And
it should have been a penalty or something.
And they can't review the play. There's no real rule on hand pass, so it's like a non-event.
But you can't hit it with your glove.
Well, that's right.
And the guy batted it with his glove, then the other guy took the stick and made it.
The officials did not see it.
Oh.
So,
well, just tell a Saints fan about that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly right. That's right. That's it. All right, we're going to check your weather next. 7:51.
An ESPN Radio Extra.
1 South Mattis in Champaign. Weather.
It's brought to you by Behavioral Perspectives Apple Academy with their in-home and clinical-based applied behavior analysis for kids 2 to 7 diagnosed with autism. They provide that individualized programming to maximize learning. It's a 1-to-1 ratio at Apple Academy. They're online at bpiaba.com, and they've got a ribbon cutting near Staley in Springfield off Fieldstone, and that's at noon today. bpiaba.com. The weather looks terrific for that event and many more that are coming our way into the weekend with our highs in the mid-80s today, tomorrow, and Saturday. The chance of rain 40% late on Saturday, 90% chance of thunderstorms and windy on Sunday with a high 77. We're currently at 60 with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
All right, it is 5 till the news here, top of the hour. Say again.
We're trying to get that crop in, Stevie.
Oh, boy.
Well,
where are we? Where our farmer friends haven't planted any corn.
Well, they're putting on the anhydrous, and they're going to be, they'll be planting tomorrow. So
yeah, that's
some
right.
places. And then,
especially the higher elevations.
Yep.
I'm hoping that rain misses us, Diane.
Right.
I don't know.
We need a good stretch of dry and hot.
Okay, Parkland College going to the Nationals third consecutive year.
Oh, nice.
Christian was part of that in year one.
Their golf team.
Team going to Nationals. Thank you. Their golf team. But Parkland won the regionals by 42 strokes.
Wow.
Stevie J might have gotten in the back. No.
I don't think so.
It would have been about tied, actually, with that 42.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, they took first, second, third, and the other two finished in the top 10. So they're going to the Nationals. Corbin Siebens, the Regional 24 Coach of the Year. Congratulations to Parkland College Men's Golf going to the national championships, third consecutive year. Not easy to do that. They're ranked six in the country. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Well, Tiger teed off, hasn't he, Stevie J?
Yeah, and I'm just kind of meandering here, watching the PGA Live. Their featured group does not include Tiger Woods. Will you please explain that?
Oh, wow. I saw him with the purple shirt. He has a stocking cap on. It must be a little on the cool side.
It's 54.
Okay.
Beth Page Black, PGA started. Brooks Koepka among those at minus one early.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you have Tiger in the featured group? That's an interesting one. No offense to Ricky Fowler or Bubba Watson, but
well, they're using the Tiger, you know, interest to leverage golf back into existence.
No, Phil's back.
Well, he'll be around. Don't worry. Wait till TV comes on. It's all going to be Tiger.
Well, he's playing now.
Yeah.
I want to see that now.
Steve Stricker had a good outing.
Yeah,
he
won the Champions.
Excellent.
Yeah,
great.
But, you know, there is the downside of that. $160,000 for winning that versus
$1.8 million.
$160,000
is not bad.
Right. I'll take that, Stevie.
Yeah. I'm just, boy, is that, that's what Jack Nicklaus used to win on the big ones, $200,000.
Right.
Tiger Woods came around, and it's just like Michael Jordan and Magic and those guys that just tripled everything.
I mean, you do, I think we're up to $10 or $12 an hour on my minimum wage. So if you look at that versus going out and playing golf, that's. They're not going to get a lot of sympathy.
No, it's a lot of money. Yeah, no, it's a lot. No, to be sure. Not the same as the PGA, but what the heck? Champions is making more than they've ever made, too.
Right, right.
That's darn good. And the web, you can make $100,000 on the web.com. $100,000 for winning that thing. Justin Rose, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, inexplicably my featured group here, and I don't care about any of them this morning. Okay, we'll be back. ESPN 93.5, the Fox News is next. Diane and Brother Johnny, I'm Stevie J. News next.
Here's Tony Romo for...